This is Twit.
Last March 6th, Mark Zuckerberg famously posted his so-called, what was titled, a privacy-focused vision for social networking. And I snipped out from a very long thing. The salient piece of what he said was, he said, I believe the future of communication will increasingly shift to private encrypted services where people can be confident what they say to each other stays secure and their messages and content won't stick around forever. He says, this is the future I hope we will help bring about. And of course, yes, it was met with a lot of skepticism, and we talked about it at the time. And I know you did multiple podcasts used it for content on multiple podcasts because it was an interesting statement coming from Facebook. He said, we plan to build this the way we've developed WhatsApp. And of course, he didn't. They acquired WhatsApp, right? But he said, and doesn't WhatsApp use Signal as its core protocol?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so of course he was leveraging Moxie Marlin Spike's tremendous work that we've talked about in detail at the time. He said, focus on the most fundamental and private use case, messaging, make it as secure as possible, and then build more ways for people to interact on top of that, including calls, video chats, groups, stories, businesses, payments, commerce, and ultimately a platform for many other kinds of private services. So all that sounds good if they actually execute. And his posting was much longer, and it covers many other points. But basically, the entire thing was a manifesto for privacy and unbreakable by anyone encryption. Well, predictably, in our current environment where this whole question of government and law enforcement legal access to any and all private communications remains very much up in the air and unsettled, several governments have now formally pushed back against Facebook's declared intentions. In a 2.5-page open letter dated October 4th, so about a week and a half ago, which was co-signed by law enforcement authorities in the U.S., the U.K., and Australia, Facebook is strongly urged to halt its plans for stronger end-to-end encryption. And I won't bore our listeners with the entire letter, but I will just share the beginning of it. To get a sense for it. It was addressed as an open letter. Dear Mr. Zuckerberg, open letter, Facebook's privacy first proposals. And so the US, the UK, and Australia write, we are writing to request that Facebook does not proceed with its plan to implement end-to-end encryption across its messaging services without ensuring that there is no reduction. I love the way they phrase this. No reduction to user safety and without including a means for lawful access to the content of communications to protect our citizens. In your post of 6 March 2019, quote, a privacy-focused vision for social networking, unquote, you acknowledged that, quote, there are real safety concerns to address before we can implement end-to-end encryption across all our messaging services, unquote. You stated that, quote, we have a responsibility to work with law enforcement and to help prevent, unquote, and he says, the use of Facebook for things like child sexual exploitation, terrorism, and extortion. They write, we welcome this commitment to consultation. As you know, our governments have engaged with Facebook on this issue, and some of us have written to you to express our views. Unfortunately, Facebook has not committed to address our serious concerns about the impact its proposals could have on protecting our most vulnerable citizens. And so that's where they go with this, is basically child sexual abuse. They said we support.
They always do. That's where they go. Think of the children.
I know. He says, we support strong encryption, which is used by billions of people every day for services such as banking, commerce, and communications. We also respect promises made by technology companies to protect users' data. And we'll just stop for a second and note that, yes, you know, as far as we know, there's no technology in place that allows the government to intercept our HTTPS connections during banking and commerce and communications, as far as we know.
As far as we know.
but we do know because we know how the system works.
The math works.
And that there are no back doors in TLS at the moment.
Although we also probably know that they're collecting everything as much as they can. They built that big server farm so that they can collect more data and then hope that they can crack it down the road, I guess. Does TLS support perfect forward secrecy?
It does.
Oh,
yes.
So
TLS.
Good luck, NSA.
Exactly. Exactly. You cannot do retrospective decryption once you obtain the key of the server in the future. So then they say law-abiding citizens have a legitimate expectation that their privacy will be protected. However, as your March blog post recognized, we must ensure that technology companies protect their users and others affected by their users' online activities. Security enhancements to the virtual world should not make us more vulnerable in the physical world. We must find a way to balance the need to secure data with public safety and the need for law enforcement to access the information they need to safeguard the public, investigate crimes, and prevent future criminal activity. You know, I mean, even as I'm reading this, I mean, it is self-contradictory, right? I mean, they're contradicting themselves in what they're saying they want. So they continue, not doing so hinders our law enforcement agency's ability to stop criminals and abusers in their tracks. And I'll just read one more paragraph here because this is important. Companies should not deliberately design their systems to preclude any form of access to content, even for preventing or investigating the most serious crimes. This puts our citizens and societies at risk by severely eroding a company's ability to detect and respond to illegal content and activity, such as child sexual exploitation and abuse, terrorism, and foreign adversaries' attempts to undermine democratic values and institutions. Oh, yeah, let's go there, too.
They hit the big three on that one.
let's go there, too. Yeah. Preventing the prosecution of offenders and safeguarding of victims. It also impedes law enforcement's ability to investigate these and other serious crimes. Risks to public safety from Facebook's proposals are exacerbated in the context of a single platform that would combine inaccessible messaging services with open profiles, providing unique routes for prospective offenders to identify and groom our children, is what they wrote. So it then congratulates Facebook on the number of child sexual abuse cases they helped law enforcement with and details one particularly poignant case involving an 11-year-old, which I'm not going to go into. It concludes saying, equally important to Facebook's own work to act against illegal activity, law enforcement rely on obtaining the content of communications under appropriate legal authorization to save lives, to enable criminals to be brought to justice and exonerate the innocent. We therefore call on Facebook and other companies to take the following steps. And we have four bullet points. Embed the safety of the public in systems designs, thereby enabling you to continue to act against illegal content effectively with no reduction to safety and facilitating the prosecution of offenders and safeguarding of victims. Two, enable law enforcement to obtain lawful access to content in a readable and usable format. Three, engage in consultation with governments to facilitate this in a way that is substantive and genuinely influences your design decisions. And four, not implement the proposed changes until you can ensure that the systems you would apply to maintain the safety of your users are fully tested and operational. I'm not sure what that fourth one is about. Then they said, they conclude, we are committed to working with you to focus on reasonable proposals that will allow Facebook and our governments to protect your users and the public while protecting their privacy. Our technical experts, they're writing, are confident that we can do so while defending cybersecurity and supporting technological innovation. We will take an open and balanced approach in line with the joint statement of principles signed by the governments of the US, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. So as we know, that's the Five Eyes, in August of 2018, and the subsequent communique agreed in July this year. As you have recognized, it is critical to get this right for the future of the internet, children's safety, and law enforcement's ability to bring criminals to justice must not be the ultimate cost of Facebook taking forward these proposals. And Facebook, for its part, just essentially replied with what is mostly a reiteration of some of its previous statements. Facebook replied to this letter saying, we believe people have the right to have a private conversation online.
Yes.
Wherever they are in the world. As the US and UK governments acknowledge, the Cloud Act allows for companies to provide available information when they receive legal, valid requests and does not require companies to build back doors. We respect and support the role law enforcement has in keeping people safe. Ahead of our plans to bring more security and privacy to our messaging apps, we are consulting closely with child safety experts, governments, and technology companies, and devoting new teams and sophisticated technology so we can use all the information available to us to help keep people safe. End-to-end encryption already protects the messages of over a billion people every day. It is increasingly used across the communications industry and in many other important sectors of the economy. We strongly oppose government attempts to build backdoors because they would undermine the privacy and security of people everywhere.
And I would point out, it's not just Facebook saying this. Edward Snowden today published an op-ed piece in The Guardian in which he said, without encryption, we will lose all privacy. This is our new battleground. He says, if Barr's campaign is successful, the communications of billions will remain frozen in a state of permanent insecurity. Users will be vulnerable by design, and those communications will be vulnerable, and this is the important part, not only to investigators in the U.S., U.K., and Australia, but also to the intelligence agencies of China, Russia, and Saudi Arabia, not to mention hackers around the world. I think Snowden got it right. If you don't trust Facebook's response, I think I think it's safe to say Edward Snowden knows a little bit about this.
Yeah, I mean, really, it boils down to, will you allow a third party to have access? And I mean, that's what it is. As you know, we've talked about the math. We've explained the math can do anything we want it to do. The question is, what do we want it to do? And as our listeners know, 5 years ago, when I first talked about Squirrel, I explained that what it was an deliberately and explicitly a two-party solution. It's an authentication technology between you and the website that you are authenticating yourself to without a third party. And the lack of a third party created huge complexities for me in its design. It's part of what took so long was I had to like deal with all of the what ifs that would result that would arise in a big where there's no one to have a I forgot my password email recovery, you know, because there isn't. There's just the two of you and the site. So but the point is, you know, it's a system if we want it for two parties. And the good news is it's not doing anything other than authentication, so it doesn't get into the crosshairs of our government in the same way. But you know, this is the fun, you know, exactly what Edward said, exactly what, you know, this letter from Bill Barr and his UK and Australia
compadres
are saying. I mean, you know, this is where we are. I mean, this is the battle. And the problem is, you know, in the U.S. we have Congress, and the U.S. Congress is where laws originate. Our Congress is demonstrating that it's rather timid at the moment, more so than the U.K. I wouldn't be surprised if something happens first in the U.K. because they seem more willing to break things over there.
Hasn't it already happened in Australia? Did they not pass that law at the beginning of the year? I thought they did. I don't know what its upshot is. I think everybody's ignoring it.
Yeah, exactly. Ignore it as long as you can.
They said by law you have to be able to provide a clear text version of any message. They didn't tell you how. Snowden says the true explanation for this is that it's not about public safety, it's about power. End-to-end encryption gives control to individuals and devices they use, not to the companies and carriers that route them, and that means government surveillance would have to become more targeted and methodical instead of what their lazy, indiscriminate, universal surveillance. It's about power.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, they always bring up the child pornography bugaboo.
Yeah.
But that's just an excuse, and that's not, they don't care about that. That's not what this is about. We should fight this. Fortunately, the math is out there.
Yep.
I don't know if there's any way they can, you know, shut the math down. But, you know, maybe you can't use Facebook. If you want privacy, why are you using Facebook anyway?
Right. Well, so ultimately that's what we pretty much know what's going to happen. There will end up being legislation, and then our major companies need to decide what they're going to do. I mean, I don't imagine that Apple and Facebook and Google can be outlaw organizations. So we talked about this. And so if somebody then wants secure encrypted communications, you'll use some other tool, some add-on or some third-party solution.
You know, we see Tim Cook having dinner with the president. We see Mark having dinner with all sorts of interesting characters. It's my guess these companies are already doing it. And anything they say in public, like that letter from Mark, is really a distraction.
I've argued that Apple already can. If it wants to add another key to our iMessage conversations, we have no way of knowing that that's what's happened.
They may well have done that. We don't know.
Yep.
We don't know. And I think you'd be foolish to trust them. Can we trust Signal? It's open source, right? You can check the source code.
Yeah. Although I'm trying to remember. See, I think Signal does some automatic key management. That's the crux. As I've long said, if somebody else is managing your keys, then you're not managing your keys.
And it uses your phone number as the identifier, which is not good either.
Yeah. So, and in fact, we have been seeing lots of SIM attacks and attacks on two-factor authentication that way. You know, it's why I gravitated toward Threema. Threema has the problem that it's not open source.
So you don't know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Somebody, Steve, needs to write a completely open, encrypted end-to-end communication technology.
And where the user manages their own keys.
It won't be easy to use. You'll be responsible, but that's
exactly
fine.
You're gonna have to have a trade off between convenience and security. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's why Signal uses your phone number, because you can re-authenticate. You at least they notify if the key's been changed. But I think we need some. There must exist.
And I think when we were talking about it, I'm trying to remember, is Signal and or WhatsApp, you are able to display the user's QR code of your key and then physically show them to each other and pair them.
Which is important because you need to verify. The one problem with WhatsApp is it doesn't let you know if the key's changed. Signal does. So unless that's changed recently, but for until the last time I saw WhatsApp, you can surreptitiously do a key change, which means somebody could impersonate you basically with that. And you could check for that, but most people wouldn't.
Yeah. So we have a really fun blast from the past after our second break.
Oh, I've been talking a lot. I'm sorry.
No, that's what we're here for.
I care so much about this subject. And
It's the big one. Yeah. It really is. It's what is going to happen with this.
I think Snowden's right. This is the last holdout, the last redoubt. In the privacy battle, if you want privacy of any kind, if you don't want to be constantly surveilled, 1984 style, you need end-to-end encryption, and you need to control it.